You're listening to the Get Balanced Podcast with Dr. Donnie, episode 37. This one is titled, All or Nothing.
Welcome to the Get Balanced Podcast with Dr. Donnie. If you're a firefighter, law enforcement officer, or emergency medical professional who would like to improve your family relationships, your physical and mental health, and want to have success at work and at home, well, this show is for you. Welcome to the Get Balanced program. Let's get started.
Good morning, everyone. Wow, what a week I had last week. So this is May 3rd, 2021. And I'll tell you, I did 7 half-day work-life balance and self-care workshops in Arizona last week. So that's basically 28 hours worth of workshops. And to say the least, when I got back late Friday night, I was pretty tired, took the weekend to recover and all of that. But I wanted to share with you on this episode a couple of the highlights of the week in the workshop, because I think there's something that really hit home with many of the law enforcement as well as border agents that were in the workshop. And before I get, though, you know, sort of into that, I want to also highlight that had a Newsmax interview, and it was the National Report in the morning, and had a live interview from the Yuma Police Department. And because I was down there doing training on the border for law enforcement. So that was a very interesting piece and very happy that I had a chance to do that. And I also, though, I want to give a huge shout out to the 100 Club of Arizona, because it is because of them that these type of trainings go on, not just from me, but from many other working professionals that are, you know, whether you're in law enforcement, whether you're in firefighting, but all these professionals are out there, and many of them sponsored by the 100 Club of Arizona that get to go out there and do this type of, this or similar type of training, whether it's health and wellness, but it usually always has something to go around and work with on health and wellness. But so huge shout out and thank you to that whole group over there. So the week started off with a training down at the Tucson Fire Department, and my guest the other week was Chief Darren Wallentine from Tucson Fire Department, and he was in attendance, and I can honestly say I absolutely appreciated all of his contributions that he made during the workshop, because it all hit home, and really enjoyed myself in Tucson. And then I went over to Yuma, Arizona, in the corner and of the state on the border, and did 6 workshops. And some of the things that came out of this workshop, or there's one in particular that I want to talk to you about. And because during the project planning part of the workshop, I go into a couple best practices that I have learned over the years and just want to share with the participants in the workshop. And some of those best practices, one of them just in particular really sort of hit home, and it's a new one that I was talking over with my wife before I left for Arizona, and it really hit home with her too. And we had great discussions on it and things like that. And here it is, essentially, and that's the title of the show today, is that it's either, or we live in a culture and we operate in a culture to where a lot of times it's all or nothing. And what I mean by that is that we are either all in or we're not. And if you think about this, when you think of, when it comes to our self-care and we think about our exercise program or how we eat, are we eating nutritiously? And if you step back for a moment and we look at it from the high level, big picture, and we look at diet plans and the diet industry, and it's so much is geared toward that start, stop type mentality. And we don't just have that with nutrition and diet and exercise, if you think about gym memberships, you know, places to go and exercise, they sign up so many people with such great deals, financial deals to get signed up and things like that. Yet only a small percentage of people actually go on a consistent basis. Now, you might ask yourself, well, why is that? You know I ask myself, well, why is that? And when we think about it, we get very excited when we start something, whether it's a new gym membership or a new workout routine. We get excited about it. Or sometimes people get excited about looking at different ways to eat a more nutritious diet. And we start off, we're highly motivated, and we start down that path, and we look at it, and we do pretty well, right? We start eating well, but then we have that one slip up. Or we go to the gym a couple days in a row, but then the next week, we miss. We get too busy, and we miss. We choose to miss, or we lose the motivation. Or maybe we go 3 times in 1 week and 2 in the next, and then the next week, it's just 1. And then at that point, sometimes we say, ah, screw it, you know. And then we go back to our old ways of not working out. Same thing so much with the diet. If you think about it, and I mean diet, not as in diet, as in constantly losing weight. I just mean a healthy eating plan. We start down that healthy eating plan, and then something happens, and then we go back to our old ways. Well, why is that? Why are we a culture of all in, all or nothing? It's either we're all in, or we say screw it. Now, when we think about that, I think that's just the way we're catered, or that's the culture sort of pushes that push, and that we give up if we're not perfect. And in the workshop, this is one of the things I harped on quite a bit, is that it should not be an all or nothing. We should step back and say to ourselves, hey, which way is the trend line going? Are we trending up or trending down? Now, you may say, well, wait a minute, Dr. Donnie. You just said, hey, we worked out 3 times the first week, 2 times the second week, 1 time the third week, and then you get to a point where you say, screw it. I'm not going to be consistent. And you may say, well, that trend line is going down. But I say you're too much into the weeds. You're looking at too short of a time period. If you look at those 3 weeks, 3 workouts, 2 workouts, 1 workout, that's 6 workouts. Now take the previous 3 weeks, you're at 0. So the trend line is still going up. It's still better than what it was before. But for some reason, we don't look at it that way. You know, we don't look at it that if we stumble, that we just get back on the horse and go. Sometimes we just stop. But I think it's just a matter of how we are viewing this. If we view it from stepping away from it a little bit, are we doing better than what we previously had done over a longer period of time? And if so, I think we could start to see some positive emotion come from that. And we could start seeing that we are doing better. And a big piece of this is that if we slip up, you know, we didn't hit our goal of 3 times of exercise per week. We only did it twice or once. I think one thing that we could really do for ourselves is to give ourselves some grace. Stop trying to be perfect and stop judging yourself as either you are succeeding or you are failing. This isn't a success or fail situation. It's really about, are you improving? And give yourself some grace and be kind to yourself. Because as you know, we do not hold others to the high expectation that we hold ourselves. We do not expect others to be perfect, to eat perfectly, a nutritious meal, every single meal that they eat, to exercise exactly the number of times that they set out to do. You know, we don't hold others to that. So maybe we could start, if you think about it, maybe we could start to be a little bit more kind to ourselves, give ourselves a little grace. Actually give ourselves a little love. Be patient with ourselves. Now, if you really think about that, that would be a good way to go. Because anything is better than all or nothing. We need to find that happy middle and start operating in there. And then we can find ways to tweak it and maybe get a little bit better, do some process improvements, right? We can always get better, but it doesn't need to be all or nothing. Now, one of the ways that I stress all the time, if you want to start eating healthy or you want to start, we'll use exercise as an example. One of the greatest things that you can do for yourself at the beginning of the week, schedule it. Be intentional about this. We call it intentional planning. I know Chief Neil Gang calls it intentional living. You know, and I think it is. It's intentional living. But yet it starts with intentional planning. When are you going to work out? When are you going to the gym? Or when are you going to do that exercise during the day? Put it on your calendar. Because as you know, if it's on your calendar, generally it gets done. And I think we could benefit from having that practice of putting it on our calendar. Be intentional and putting your self-care first. Because this is critically important for all of you that are first responders, having that good self-care practice, whether it's with your physical health, mental health, social, and also spiritual health. Putting yourself first can go a long way. Because the greater you care for yourselves, the more effective you are at caring for others, serving the community, and I think one of the most importantly, taking care of your families. So try to, when you start thinking about this all or nothing, let's try to kick that old habit to the curb and start saying, you know what? I'm dedicating myself to doing better in this. I'm going to give myself some grace. I'm going to be kind to myself. I'm going to forgive myself if I'm not doing as well as what I had planned. Yet I'm going to persevere. I'm going to carry on, and I am going to improve. And I think we could all be so much better off if we started to practice those type of traits. I know it works. We don't need to be a culture of all or nothing. We can be a culture of persevering, putting our best foot forward, and continue to try and try and try, and work at it and get better. And I think that too feeds on itself. When we start seeing some results, we start having the positive emotion, it starts feeding us more and it gives us more strength to continue to do it. Last thing I want you to think about. A lot of times people will say, I just don't have time. You know, I have trouble saying no to others. And the thing about when people say they have trouble saying no to others, other people's requests to do more work, more volunteer work, or just other projects, or whatever it may be. I argue that no one has trouble saying no. Because for those that think they have trouble saying no, they just don't realize every time they say yes, they're saying no to something else in their life. Unconsciously. When you say yes, what are you saying no to? You know, one of the things that can help us on that, every time we say yes, if we could just pause and if we could just ask ourselves, hey, wait a minute, I'm saying yes to this extra shift. What am I saying no to in my life? Is it that time you plan to exercise? Was it the time to go to the grocery so you could do your meal planning and eat a healthier diet? Was it time with family? I don't know. But perhaps if you pause and say, hey, what am I saying no to in my life? And then make your decision, you are at least making a decision out of consciousness and not just on autopilot. So all or nothing, that is the lesson for today. Let's not be an all or nothing group. Let's jump in and start. Give ourselves some grace, be kind to ourselves, but always persevere. Don't quit. Don't do the nothing component. I'm Dr. Donnie, and this is the Get Balanced Podcast. Thank you very much for listening. And if you get a chance, if you would, please go out to your platform that you listen to podcasts, and I'd love to have to hear from you, review, or feel free to give me an email at Donnie at DonnieHutchinson.com. And we will talk to you next week. Hey, if you're a firefighter, law enforcement officer, or EMS professional who enjoys this podcast and would like some help with your work-life balance, you need to check out my Get Balanced program. Not sure if you are balanced or not? Join me over at DonnieHutchinson.com and take the quiz. Together, we are going to get you balanced.